From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Security was tightened around the country today in anticipation of possible retaliatory attacks against the U.S. The FBI has urged local police to move to their highest level of alert. The Coast Guard increased the number of security zones surrounding nuclear power plants and other potentially dangerous facilities. And officials said they were taking extra precautions at airports, state capitals, sports stadiums, and landmark buildings. We have several reports from around the country. We begin with Marianne Akers in Chicago.
O'Hare Airport this morning was clogged with air travelers.
When you check in for American flight,
straight down a set of black ropes.
Lines at the American Airlines counter were long and winding and confusing even for the most seasoned of travelers.
So I'm looking for the line that's going to take me through security.
Tiffany Simmons flies back and forth from Chicago to San Francisco each week on business.
But it looks like it starts back there and wraps this way, but I don't know.
She taps the shoulder of the man in front of her. It's Bud Kimball, who's trying to get back to Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you in the security line?
I don't know.
Are you looking for the security line?
I'm wanting to be, but I don't know. There's too many lines. I'm too confused.
The Federal Aviation Administration says security has been heightened since the U.S. began bombing yesterday, and military jets are on standby to escort commercial aircraft if needed. In one incident today near Chicago, two Air Force jets were scrambled to meet an American Airlines 767 that had declared an emergency. The pilots reported someone was trying to get into the cockpit. Turned out it was a young man described by his father as having a history of mental illness. He was subdued by other passengers, no one was injured, and the plane landed safely at O'Hare. Inside the airport at O'Hare, passengers faced increased screening.
Make sure you don't have any nail files, metal, any clippers, anything sharp items in your carry-on, because they will be confiscated by the security.
Okay. The FAA announced today that passengers are allowed only one carry-on suitcase and one personal bag. Throughout O'Hare and other airports, there's a strong presence of armed National Guardsmen, uniformed police officers, U.S. Marshals, and customs agents. Tiffany Simmons says as somebody who commutes across the country each week, it's comforting.
It's probably one of the safest times to fly because everyone is very cautious of what's going on and they're taking a lot of security precautions.
Because of the U.S. military action, the FAA is soon expected to announce that all airports must comply with the same extra-tight security that's been implemented at Reagan National Airport in Washington. This includes more passenger background checks and additional identification checks before passengers can board aircraft. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.
I'm Melissa Block in New York, a city that in the last 4 weeks has adapted to an unprecedented level of security. So today, a spectacular, crisp, bright day seems much like what New Yorkers, sadly, have become accustomed to. There's a highly visible police presence on street corners, in subway stations, at building entrances. There are checkpoints at bridges and tunnels leading into the city, where vans and trucks are being stopped and searched. But these precautions are not new. This is the way New York has looked ever since September 11th. According to police officials, there is additional security now that the United States is engaged in military action in Afghanistan. But not surprisingly, there are no details on numbers, deployment, or tactics. Speaking on the CBS Early Show, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani laughed off media accounts that the city is in a state of lockdown.
We will close things as appropriate. In other words, if we get a specific piece of information, a threat, even a threat that maybe in the past we wouldn't have deemed credible, we're probably going to be more cautious right now. So if people see buildings evacuated for a period of time or checkpoints in which we stop traffic, they should realize we're being extra careful because of the time that we live in.
Outside the Empire State Building, a guard checks photo IDs of anyone coming inside.
Is the observation deck open now?
Yeah, it's open.
Tourists continue to flock to the observation deck of what is now the tallest building in New York City. Alexandra Staub came with her 14-month-old daughter from State College, Pennsylvania.
People in Pennsylvania warned us not to come here. They said that the atmosphere was very unpleasant and the people were very depressed. And for me, it was sort of like, you know, an old friend who isn't feeling well. And you go and visit the old friend who's sick in the hospital, maybe. It's not a reason for me to stay away. I think I support New York more by being here.
At Grand Central Terminal, the normally bustling concourse was fairly quiet, but today was a holiday. Ruth Kahn took the train in from suburban Scarsdale. She was headed to the LL ticket office to postpone a flight to Israel she was supposed to take next Monday.
The political situation, our president wants us not to fly abroad, so just to be careful.
Her friend, Sheila Mignone, shrugged when asked whether she had qualms about visiting the city.
I feel that we're in the hands of God, and people my age who have lived through the Cold War, who have lived through the Second World War, we have to go on. We're all here day to day, and you keep on going as best you can.
So it didn't even cross your minds when you came in this morning?
Of course, we thought about it. You read the newspapers, you listen to the television, of course you think about it, but you keep on going, as does the whole world.
Another normal day in the city, or what's come to seem normal since the day everything changed. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.
This is Wade Goodwin in Texas. The Port Authority in Houston runs the second largest seaport in the United States. More than 96,000 people work along the Houston Ship Channel, and nearly everything you can think of is shipped in and out of here. Cotton, automobiles, wine, perfume, iron, steel, fertilizers, and petrochemicals. With hundreds of millions of dollars in product moving in and out each month, the Port Authority is no stranger to security issues. Rosie Barrera, Director of Public Affairs, says the authority has augmented its own extensive security force with local, state, and federal law enforcement officers and is in a heightened state of alert.
Checking products that come in and out by our gates, checking employees, checking tenants, having police posted throughout the Port Authority, having different levels of security on the premises.
Protecting a port is one kind of security problem, protecting the State Fair of Texas another. More than 3.5 million people will pass through the state fairgrounds over a three-week period that ends in late October. For the first time ever, the Dallas Police Department is putting officers in stands and lifts high above the fair crowd. On football game days at the Cotton Bowl, which is located in the middle of the fairgrounds, officers in helicopters augment the officers on the ground. Sergeant Hollis Edwards of the Dallas Police Department says there are 200 to 325 more police officers on patrol than last year.
Well, you have the ones that you will see, again, in uniforms, full uniforms. They are patrolling inside and outside the fairgrounds. And you also have a large contingency of officers in plain clothes. There may be an officer standing right next to you, and you won't even know it.
Now that the attacks in Afghanistan have begun, Americans seem to be even more wary, aware as never before that terrorist retaliation could come any time. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.